You ready?
I'm ready whenever you are.
Welcome back to the Firehouse. We're here again cranking up the heat for episode 3. It's me, Blake Beckelman, my co-host CJ North.
Hey guys.
What we got today?
Just like Notre Dame in the preseason, we're a top 10 podcast, baby. We've got a lot of segments for you today. We're going to give you our 10,000 degree takes on the marquee matchups of the week, fundamentals of a sound financial future, sponsored by Enron's 401k plan. We got a huge guest for you today coming up in one of our segments. Huge. Massive. It's so huge. It's unbelievable. We've got upset alert, RIP Johnny, Mike's Hard Lemonades, keys to not passing the fuck out of at a tailgate, and also slide into our DMs. Let's get it.
Marquee matchups of the week with 10,000 degree takes. What's your first?
Our takes are so hot. It's just unbelievable.
There's steam in it. It's like a sauna in here.
I mean, how can we not talk about the biggest marquee matchup of the week, College Game Day? Let's fucking go. TCU Horned Frogs versus the West Virginia Mountaineers, Blake.
Love it. Love it. Obviously, I got the Frogs. Hyped crowd. It's going to be packed. Spread's minus 13, though. I don't know if we're minus 13 on game day better than West Virginia. They play us well always. We've had a lot of overtime games. They almost knocked us off the Peach Bowl year. It's going to be a shootout. It's going to be a good game, but the Frogs come out on top.
I agree. Dana Holgorsen's a good coach, and he's well-respected by many coaches as a very good football coach. I think it's going to be a shootout. Just like you said, it's going to be a shootout. We're going to have to go in there. We're going to have to play tough. The Frogs are really going to have to show up, but I think we can run the ball all over West Virginia. I think we'll be all right, Blake.
I think once the defense settles in, if we can get a hold of Greer, if we can put pressure on him, and if the secondary plays well, I think we do have a shot to blow him out. But I really do think it's going to be a good game. I think they're going to come to play.
I agree, man. A lot of fun. Definitely follow the Twitter and Instagram for this game. You're going to be in for a lot of treats.
We're also going to start a Snapchat. We'll have more info on that later, but it's going to be
electric. Let's go. Mowing for later.
From game day to tailgate to game time, all the way to post-game, we've got you covered live on the scene.
Look for us at game day. We'll be there. Let's go. Blake, who you got in our second marquee matchup?
Second marquee matchup, this is the Thursday night game. So by the time this is released, it's already happened. But I think Louisville at NC State is going to be a real telling game for the ACC.
I got NC State, man. I think NC State's a good program this year. People have overlooked them. They really took it to Florida State, although Florida State doesn't have a quarterback.
Yep.
NC State, from the snap of that football, was in there to just beat their ass, and they beat their ass.
Yeah, they're a grinded-out football team. I got Lamar Jackson in Louisville. I can't go against them. I think they're still a very solid team and here to play. But I think it's going to be a lot more exciting game than people think.
Right.
What you got next?
What do I have next? I've got Georgia at Vanderbilt. It's kind of an overlooked game. May not be the most marquee matchup, but Vanderbilt's coming off an ass-beating. They're
at home.
Yeah,
you don't think they're going to get another ass-beating at home?
They play good defense.
I think Georgia by 50 in this one.
Wow.
I didn't even put it on my list because I don't think it's going to be a good game.
I had it on my list. I think it's going to be a good game, Blake. I really do. This is where we disagree, but I think Vandy's going to come to play. I think they'll come to play.
I'm going
to
make you shotgun a beer when Vandy gets their ass stomped.
Please do. We will post that on Twitter and Instagram.
No, shotgun a beer. I'm going to ice you. Double ice coming at you.
All right, done. Not double, just one. You can ice
it. We'll see. Then it'll have to
be a 24-ouncer. Double ice.
It'll have to be a 24-ouncer then.
All right.
That's a wild pick for a marquee game.
It's a wild. I love it, though. I love it. That's my pick, man.
I got a classic for you. It's Miami, Florida State. The U is back. Big game. If they can't win this one, they're not back, actually. If they can't win this one, they're not
back.
They
definitely aren't back. I actually had them at number three. This is my number three game. It's a really big game, but I think Miami's going to cruise. I think Miami's a very good football team, and they're very well coached.
If they win this game handily, they could be a team that completes Clemson at the end of it. I mean, if they gain some confidence and keep rolling like they have been, I think Duke's probably a better team than Florida State at this point, and we will have to see if Miami is the real deal. I hope so. I want to see the U be back. Gives me chills
me
thinking about thinking about the U and the U Part 2, the fucking documentaries. Just,
oh, let's go.
I mean,
that was so fun.
Give me that 0-1 Miami team.
Give me people wearing grills throwing slant routes. Let's go. I love it.
Coming off the plane in the full camouflage fatigue.
I'm a warrior.
Well, let's go. What do you have? Your next pick of the week or marquee matchup?
My next one was actually Miami, Florida State. You beat me to the punch. I had that one circled. But, you know, going from there, I've got, you know, there's really not that much left, but I've got two unranked teams as my next marquee matchup. I've got Kansas State at Texas.
Love it.
I think the winner of this game, it'll really show who's, you know, the number three, number four team in the Big 12. And, you know, whoever wins this game is going to have a shot at getting ranked in the top 25 this season. I mean, if Kansas State wins, that's a big win at Texas. They'll probably get ranked. They'll be in a good position heading through the rest of Big 12 play. Also, on the other hand, you have Texas, who if they beat Kansas State at home, it's going to be very good for them. And then, you know, that's going to give them momentum going into the rest of their Big 12 slate.
It's true. I mean, everyone's counting Texas out because of those two early losses, which Maryland loss is looking worse as time goes by, but they're still very much in the thick of it for the Big 12 conference. They have this game before rolling to OU. It's a huge game for Texas, a huge game for Tom Herman. We'll see if they can show out. I got Texas in this one. I don't think Kansas State has enough on offense this year to be able to get it done.
I agree with that. I got Texas as well. I think Texas's defense is too much for Kansas State. I think Texas has too many playmakers on the offense, and I think they'll barely score enough. I'm calling this a real close. I think it might be 21-17. It's going to be a real defensive game.
I think it's going to be ugly, very ugly, like the Texas-Iowa State game, like the Kansas State-Baylor game. Ugly football. I think every game Texas plays this year is either going to be a blowout against them or an ugly win for them. I don't see them really blowing out. Maybe Kansas. Maybe they can blow out Kansas. But I think if they're going to win, they're going to win ugly. They're going to win with defense.
Oh, I completely agree. That's where I was going with that point. You know, I just see him winning an ugly, gross game, and I see Texas positioning themselves, you know, maybe to get to the 8-win season. Maybe, probably it's looking like 7 or 6, but I think they can get bowl eligible if they beat Kansas State here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a huge game for Texas, a big game for Kansas State. It's just overall a game you wouldn't think about being on the marquee slate, but really has big implications for the Big 12.
Any more marquee matchups
actually
you want to discuss?
We're going to have segment 1A for marquee matchups. This is lesser known matchups that I still want to talk about that I think could be good games.
I like it.
I'm starting with, this is what I'm going to call a season saver game for the away team, and it's LSU at Florida. Season saver game for Ed O. If you can win at Florida, I think it's a very winnable game because I think Florida fucking sucks, honestly. I still think they fucking suck.
I completely agree with you. They suck. I think LSU and Florida, I think Florida would have lost to Troy as well.
Agreed. I think Florida is, I think they are really bad 3 or 4-1 team, whatever the fuck they are. I just don't think they're good. They don't look good. Their starting quarterback's out now. Felipe Franks, former LSU commit, will be starting. He's good, but, I mean, I think this is a chance for LSU to seek a little revenge and also save their fucking season and possibly their head coach's job.
I mean, Coach O's going to have this team fired up. There's no doubt about that. I'm not saying that's going to make them win or make them a good team, but they'll be fucking fired up for this game. Coach O may rip a head off of some kind of animal at this game, like a goat or something.
You better believe they're traveling with the gumbo and the crawdads to get them ready for the pregame meal.
There's going to be some gumbo all over that field.
The gumbo. All right, I got an American matchup. SMU at Houston. I think this is a big game for the American Conference, and I think it's going to be a great one.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to steal the line by every god dang ESPN anchor. It's a sneaky good matchup. They all say that every week, and it's so annoying. It's like, just say it's a good matchup, not a sneaky good.
Yeah,
it's
sneaky.
It's sneaky good.
I
do like this matchup. I think SMU will handle Houston. Ed Oliver is out, so that is a massive loss for Houston on the defensive side of the ball, because if you do not double team Ed Oliver, he will sack your quarterback, but he's out. So yeah, SMU's going to have time in the pocket to throw the ball, and their passing attack is very deadly.
I agree, but I think this is a shootout game, like a when a marquee offense plays Texas Tech and both teams have no defense. That's what it seems like to me. It's whoever has the last possession will win the game, because I don't think either team's going to be able to stop them. I mean,
right.
U of H's offense is no joke. They got Catalan at running back, Dunbar at receiver, Bonner as well. They've got a solid crew. They can score. I mean, even with the backup quarterback, they can score. Postma had a good game last week. I think this is a barn burner, and I think SMU does end up pulling it out on the last possession of the game.
See, I got SMU in this game because I watched them up close. I saw SMU move the ball against a very, very good TCU team. Chad Morris and his offensive staff are great play callers. They call some of the best games I've seen. That they play TCU, that game was one of the best offensive calls I've seen in a long time. They exposed some holes in TCU that major D1 programs a la Arkansas and Oklahoma State could not expose.
Major Applewhite and that U of H staff, they aren't chumps.
They aren't.
But yeah, I think it's going to be a great game. My next one, the team I've been repping in the Final Four, I think Michigan State at Michigan is going to be a big teller for them. If they don't produce and they don't show out and win this game handily, I think they might have to come out of my college football playoff rankings for the weekend.
I think Michigan State's in a pretty bad place. They've been in a pretty bad place for the past 2 years. I think they're at least another year or two away from even remotely contending with Michigan. I think Michigan rolls this game. But not so fast as Lee Corso. It is a rivalry game, and you can never predict a rivalry game.
Yes, but I think if you're Michigan and you're going to be a contender for the college football playoffs, you have to show out in this rivalry game. I mean, I can understand poor performance against like Cincinnati and some of the other games that they've had where they haven't looked too great just because they weren't hyped for them. I mean, this is a game that they're going to come out hyped for, that they're going to be ready to go, and if they're really a top four team, then they're going to go out and they're going to beat their ass.
They also have O'Korn starting at quarterback. Michigan does. So I honestly think they're better with O'Korn, but
wait,
you never know.
I think
we're not in that quarterback room. We don't know.
True, but I think O'Korn is a far better passer than Spate. And honestly,
I agree.
With what Spate's shown this year, probably should have been the starter from the beginning of the season.
Yeah, Spate has really been rough. It hadn't looked good. So far.
My last game, I think Stanford-Utah is a real telling game for the Pac-12.
Yeah, I agree. It's kind of Stanford's comeback game, right? They beat a ranked team. Yeah,
Stanford looked bad at the beginning of the year. Bryce Love seems to have turned it around for him. I mean, we'll have to see. Utah.
They're undefeated. They're 4-0.
Yeah, I mean, so they're a team that could give some trouble to the front runners, Washington State and Washington. It really depends on how Stanford comes to play, but I think this is going to be a good matchup to watch and give you a tell into what the Pac-12 depth looks like.
See, I definitely have Stanford in this game. I do not think Utah is a very good football team. They beat BYU by 6,
yeah,
and they beat Arizona by 7, or by 6.
That's
as well.
True, but
they won 2 games
home.
By 6.
They're playing at home. They're a well-coached team. I think I have to go with Utah edging them out. Slide edge to Utah.
I'm going Stanford. I think they get a heavy dose of Bryce Love, and I think he's gonna give him the ball
30 fucking times.
Oh, he's gonna get it maybe 40.
Now let's roll to our big guest. Drum roll, please. Ramblin', stamblin', Clay Beltran, our resident handicapping expert.
He's an expert, guys. If you bet all your money on these picks, I will be betting them on .com, but I will be betting those games just to see what happens, because I trust him. I trust Ramblin', Gamblin', Stamblin', Blamblin' Clay.
I'll be betting on insert gambling website that would like to advertise on the podcast. I'll be betting there whenever they start supporting us. But yeah, let's get Clay on the phone.
Oh, hey, thanks for having me on, Blake. It's quite the honor to be on this podcast with you.
Absolutely. We got your locks of the week. These are your five big winners.
These are the five-star picks of the week. I'm about to make you some money right here.
There we go.
And it all starts with the best team in the country. You know who that is? Alabama. Minus 26 against A&M. A&M is just trash.
Ooh.
26 points?
That's 26. A big spread.
Did you see what they... Did you see what they did to Ole Miss last week?
Yeah, but Ole Miss is garbage, Clay.
If you think A&M's not garbage.
I think that's a big money winner right there, covering against A&M at home. I like it.
Let me check Wikipedia real quick. A&M's garbage.
Dude, I was like, okay, yeah, Ole Miss against Bama on the road. Yeah, they'll compete with them. Last week it was plus 28. No.
You can't go against the tide.
They were up 35 in the first half.
Can't go against the tide. I'm with you. All right, what's pick number two?
All right, I don't know if you guys saw this week. Did you see that Instagram video of the U back in the swagger in the end zone, getting ready for the warm-ups? They were just thugging it out right there. The U is back, baby. I got the U on the road against Florida State -3. Mark Richt's got him going, man. They're coming back this year.
Whoa, let's talk about that line at -3 on the road. At Florida State?
Yeah. Did you watch Florida State against...
I think it should be higher. I think it should be like 12.5.
That's a steal of a pick. Let's go, Clay. We're rolling. You follow these picks, you're making money this week.
So, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to the American Athletic Conference, but they got a powerhouse down here in Dallas. We got the SMU Mustangs versus the U of H Cougars. That game is going over 63.
Oh.
SMU's put up over 40 points a game. Although U of H has a good defense, Ed Oliver's out. He's still got a knee injury. May not be playing again this week. I like that game going over. You know, you got Kyle Allen, transfer from A&M, with the one and only Major Applewhite. So I think we're going to see a lot of points in that game.
A shootout in the Bayou City. Love it. You got to take the over when those two teams match up. Got to take the over.
Got to. Especially with Chad Morris and his new offense coming in there, he's got him going.
Two offensive head coaches.
Is baller.
All right, let's hear it. Pick
next
number
pick.
Four.
We got USC isn't as good as everyone's thinking. I mean, 34 points is a lot of points at home, but you know Sam Darnold, USC is not very healthy. A lot of injuries. They always find a way to give up points. I like Oregon State +34.
Whew, there we go. Ooh, okay, I like it.
Oregon State is bad.
You might be the first person suggesting a bet for Oregon State this year, but I like it. We're doing hot takes here.
They may be 1-4, but you got to trust me on this one. There's no way USC bounces back after that heartbreaking loss against Washington State.
There we go. Hey, you're the expert. That's why we bring you on. So,
right, Gambling Clay coming in hot.
Gambling.
Yeah. That segments me right into my next pick. Washington State -1.5. How's this game so close?
Washington State podcast here, so I love that pick as well.
How's that game so close? They're playing Oregon. Oregon lost to Arizona State.
That's true. Who knows? I mean, it's in Eugene, correct?
It is on the road, so I'll give them that. But
that's all they got going for them, though.
I think Mike Leach is going to pirate that shit to another W.
Mike Leach.
Oh, I love that.
One and a half points, that's easy money for Mike.
Let's go.
1.5 points. That's a weird spread to me. I think it should be at least 3. 1.5? What is that? What are they predicting? Somebody's going to win by a safety?
I don't know what they see in Oregon, but Washington, I mean, it might even, by the time game starts, that might be down to a pick 'em.
All I see is Royce Freeman at Oregon, but they got nothing else. Their quarterback play, I mean, Gambling Clay could go out there and sling it better than their QB.
Oh, I've seen Gambling Clay sling it a few times. He's got a cannon on him.
I am pretty athletic. I take pride in that.
All right, Clay, that's a wonderful segment. You got your locks of the week. Just run them back one more time for the people real quick, and then we'll let you on your way.
We got Bama -26 on the road at A&M. Miami -3 on the road at Florida State. We got Oregon State +34 on the road at USC. We have SMU U of H over 63 in Houston. And Washington State -1.5 on the road at Oregon. Lock them up. Make your money. Let's go get this.
Let's go. If you've got a 401k, divest in the stock market and bet on these picks.
I already put all my salary in these picks, so.
Hey, I'll be coming back next week to let you know how much money I made, all right?
We may be doing this professionally soon since I will be out of a job.
All right. You got anything else to say for the listeners, Clay?
One last thing. Go Frogs.
Go Frogs.
Go Game Frogs. Let's go. All right. Thanks, Rambling, Gambling, Sambling, Blambling, Clay. All the great nicknames. Now we're going to roll up to Upset Alert of the Week, Blake. Who's got on the upset? Who's the big team, that the giant that's going to fall? The Goliath to your David. Who's it going to be?
I'm not saying they're going to fall, but I'm saying they may stumble it and still win this game. I'm putting Washington on upset alert with Cal coming into town.
I like it. Cal's played some good football this year, Blake.
They have played some good football. They played USC well. I mean, I think Washington's just not going to be ready. So I think Cal has a good chance to surprise them. Wow, that was a little too many beers right there.
Hey, we're drinking during this podcast, so you got to give us a little bit of break on the English. It's not going to be perfect.
Nope, not going to be perfect. But yeah, I think Cal's got a shot to come in and give him. I think Washington ends up winning the game, but I wouldn't be surprised if Cal pulls one out. Pulls a fast one.
Ooh, the fast one.
Who you got?
Blake, we touched on this earlier, my man. Vandy is going to come to play, and they're going to beat Georgia. Probably not, but I like their chances at home, man. I'm not sold on a freshman quarterback going to play a good Vanderbilt defense.
CJ, we agree on a lot of stuff on this podcast. I think that might have been the single worst take you've ever had.
Okay.
I think we'll talk about it, discuss it more on Sunday's
episode. It might be. I'm saying I agree with you. It might be. But,
I'm not putting
Georgia
on the upset.
When Vandy comes out, beats them, let's go, Blake.
I mean, if you do that, we'll have to think of something for me to do if Vandy comes in and win, because that's will be the most awe-inspiring thing I've seen in my life.
I get to give you a swirly.
I don't know if we'll go that far, but maybe. Maybe you'll see that on the Snapchat if Vandy wins. If I'm drunk enough, that's a possibility.
Which you will be.
Which I will be. Maybe a Dunkaroo instead, something like that.
Okay, I like the Dunkaroo.
Dunkaroo.
We'll get into Dunkaroos later.
That's for a later segment, yeah. All right.
Yeah, I have a real upset because that's my dream upset.
That's
Let me give you actual upset that I got on alert. I've got Ohio State at number 10. I mean, they are home, but they've got Maryland. We've seen Maryland beat some good teams.
Now we're back. I like this. I think
I've seen Maryland beat some very good football teams. Ohio State has not looked like the Ohio State of past this year, and I think Maryland can go in and give them an actual game. So that's my legitimate, if you gun to my head, upset pick.
Absolutely. I think Maryland, if they can run the football and control the pace of the game and be able to control the clock, they have a real shot of beating Ohio State. And I think if you bet on Ohio State covering a 29-point spread against Maryland, then you should go fuck yourself. Because that's an absolutely ridiculous spread with how we've seen Maryland play. They haven't looked great, but Ohio State hasn't looked great either. And their big win last week was against fucking Rutgers. So if you think that they're going to cover that, you're absolutely insane. Absolutely fucking insane. Totally. But yeah, now we're back on the same page. We veered a little bit there for that Vanderbilt pick.
You know, you gotta disagree sometimes,
that's
right?
True.
You can't agree on everything.
Now let's roll. This is a very special memorial segment. It's what we like to call RIP Johnny. 5 years ago. Was the climax of his career and also just the beginning of the end to that fiery burnout that we've seen so far. So this is 5 years ago this weekend, I believe, was the A&M Alabama game. The famous A&M Alabama game.
Oh, yes, it was. One of my favorite games to ever watch. I mean, I love that game. TCU had a night game, and we were all, I believe we were at Rock Bottom, shout out Fort Worth, watching this game together, and man, was that a fun game to watch? And now look at this A&M program. Jeez, what happened?
It's a downturn for both Johnny and A&M. Just to be clear for our listeners, though, we are very much a pro-Johnny comeback podcast, and we love to see him back on the field. Very
soon. We'd also love to have him as a guest on the podcast. So,
absolutely.
If anybody knows Johnny Manziel, please get in contact with us.
If anyone can make that happen, we would absolutely give Johnny some quarterback coaching advice from the Beer Bottle QBs.
Yes, we can coach him up.
Coach him up. Get him right. Get him back in the NFL. We'll make a t-shirt. We can start a program. Hire George Whitfield again.
Get the QB guru who never even played.
That's true. We could be the next George Whitfields. We'll just get some brooms and shit. Shake it in poor kids' faces. Let's go to Elite 11 this year.
And we'll go to a beach and make them do quarterback drills in the sand.
No. We'll go reverse. We're going the school of hard knocks. We're going to Colorado. We're going to the mountains. And we're making them do it in the snow at the peak.
Oh, yeah.
The peak of the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're on to something. I think we may need to quit the podcast game and get into quarterback guru status.
I love it. There's a lot of money to be made in the QB guru status. I mean, we can just We'll take over. We'll go. We'll coach up Derek Carr. We'll coach all these NFL QBs. Just throw brooms at them the whole time and make them throw slant routes.
Throw brooms, rocks, whatever we can find. Beer cans. We'll throw beer bottles at them. Dodge the beer bottle. That's a great one. And the second part to this is the fall of Texas A&M's program, which we are not a pro Texas A&M comeback podcast. We're very much we're very much on board for this fall. Love to see them burn since being the Big 12. Honestly, biggest mistake they've ever made. Maybe not financially, but wins and losses, that Johnny Manziel team probably could have competed for a national championship in the Big 12. Yikes.
Also, if they had the right coach, I don't know how you lose three games with one of the greatest college quarterbacks to ever play the game. I just don't know how that's possible. Their best win was the Cotton Bowl. They didn't even go to a BCS or a New Year's Six game. It's sad. I mean, it's just, like, how is he still coaching there? Everybody thought, oh, Sumlin's a great coach because he's got this, you know, he's got this good team. No, the whole team was Johnny Manziel and
Mike Evans, dude. That was a fun offense to watch, I'll say that.
Oh, yeah.
And the defensive talent on that team was not to be joked with. Because they had some dudes.
They did have some dudes that could go. But it's just sad, man. They got... Actually, it's not sad. I don't give a fuck. But
no, it's kind of happy for us. Like,
it's not happy for me, but it's just like, what happened to this program? It's just, it's so bad.
I can't wait for the 30 for 30.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing. Now, since it's game day, we've got a brand new segment for y'all. It's Mike's Hard Lemonade's keys to not passing the fuck out at the tailgate. You want to make it to the game, ladies and gentlemen. So let's talk a little bit about your perfect game day drunkenness. What do you want to be rolling into the game with? And how to manage that beer to liquor ratio.
Yeah, I love this segment. This is a great segment. It's a time for us to give advice to maybe our younger listeners, maybe our older listeners who aren't as experienced in the drinking ways of us, but
maybe some of our older listeners who have had kids and have fallen out, and they got a babysitter this weekend, and they're back at the tailgate. They think they're going to go full in. No,
you've got to be careful. So I always like to start off the tailgate with a shotgun, because I think the best way to start it off is just get you a nice Coors Light, Bud Light, Miller Light. Actually, don't get Miller Light. Miller Light's gross. But get a Coors Light or a Bud Light, crack it open, shotgun it, slam your first beer right there. You're good to go. It'll get you going. You'll be like, it'll get the juices flowing. You'll get that energy. You'll be like, woo, let's go. You know, it'll get your mind, if you're thinking about it, think, man, work sucked. Oh, dude. once you hear that and you start chugging, it's tailgate time.
Absolutely. Tailgate. There's nothing.
And then you forget about life for the next 5 hours.
Absolutely. Wake up Sunday morning with a hell of a hangover, but that's okay because you enjoyed Saturday. Starting off, unless it's 11 a.m. kickoff Central time, then you got to start with the mimosa.
Oh, you have to.
Got to start with the mimosa.
You have to.
If you went out the night before, then a Bloody Mary is okay. But one of those two, got to go with the breakfast brunch options.
Oh, yes. Yeah, 11 a.m. is a different animal. You just got to wake up and just drink as much as you possibly can until 11.
All right, so we covered our first drink. So now we're about 2 hours away from game time. What do you got?
I'm about 2 hours away. I've probably had, you know, maybe two or three beers at this point, just talking to the people, you know, getting updates on their lives, how's everybody doing, talking, but maybe play a little beer pong, maybe get four beers, but right as it's about 2 hours before, I think I'm ripping my first shot.
I like it. I'm with you. I think that the first hour of a tailgate, though, right after you shot them that beer, is about a 1.5-shot mixed drink. Make it a double. Maybe a double. Kind of milk that for a little bit. Milk it for 30 minutes while you're conversing, 30, 45 minutes. As soon as you finish that, you're into a beer, okay?
Okay. See, I'm going the different way. I'm going like two or three beers, and then I'm just ripping like a pull or something.
I like that. I like that. I'm a big back and forth guy. I think that if you alternate between liquor and beer, you'll be fine. If you just go too hard on one or the other, then things get messy.
Right. You know that whole thing they say, liquor before beer? No, that's stupid shit. Just don't drink too much and you won't puke.
Know your fucking limits. That's what it is. Exactly. Know your limits. You don't want to be that guy passed out at the tailgate 30 minutes to game time and people having to wake you up to go in the game. Those people don't get in the game usually. They usually end up in that campus police car for a little bit.
Yeah, and that's not fun.
That's a great way to ruin game day.
Yes. You're not going to have a good time. So 2 hours. So 2 hours. See, I'm going a couple beers, then I'm going shot. But Blake, right after that, this is where we're going to get a little hairy.
Ooh,
right
that's a tough call.
I'm going a double mixed drink. Ooh, that's where I go mixed drink.
Okay, so we're two.
I go shotgun, couple beers, and then two or three beers, and then I'm going shot, and then you're making yourself a mixed drink, which you can sip on for about 30, 45 minutes to an hour.
Gotcha. Okay, so we're a little bit different here. A little bit different. So after 2 hours, you've had a shotgun, you've had your mixed drink for 30 minutes, and probably one beer. I'm taking a shot right there with you. But then I'm going right back to beer.
You got
going
to.
Right back to beer until an hour before game time. So it's beers, and then here's the kicker. Hour before game time, we're taking another shot.
Oh, yes, have to. Another shot.
And then we're...
Right before game time, let's go.
For me, we're back to beers.
I'm back to beers as well. I'm going beers hard after that. I'll slug down my mixed drink, take a shot, then back to beers.
There you go.
Back to beers for the last hour. I'm going beer, and then...
What's your grand finale?
My grand finale is usually a large pull of Fireball or alcohol to that extent that we have at the tailgate.
There you go. I like that. I think for my grand finale, you can do your Fireball shot before it, but I think it's got to be a group shotgun.
Get the boys.
Get the boys together. And you just shotgun those beers and then fire your way into the stadium.
Yeah,
like the cleanup
crew. That one up. I'm thinking a shot and a beer and a shotgun.
Yeah, great.
If you can handle it.
If you're not a baby back bitch, I think that's the option you got to go with.
Mm-hmm. If you don't play football for LSU, you can do that.
Yeah, there you go. All right, I think that's perfect tailgate advice.
Yeah, so just follow our directions and you'll be perfectly drunk for your next game.
Absolutely. Thank you,
Mike Sard. Type in promo code I am a pussy to the website and you'll be good to go.
There you go. Yeah, I think
half off all drinks.
And we just want to clarify that this is for dudes. Most chicks, you're not going to be able to handle this.
No, yeah.
Smaller dudes as well, you should probably pare it down a little bit. This is for your normal to big dudes, you should be fine.
Yes, you should be good. All right, Blake. That's good. I like that. I like that advice, man. I think I'm going to follow that this weekend and see what happens. Again, follow us on the Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat and you can see how it goes.
You're going to see it live.
We make it in. If we don't,
yeah.
Sorry.
You're going to see it live from the Snapchat. We'll give you the play-by-play. Of our tailgate pregame, it's going to be legendary. So let's talk a little bit about game day.
Oh man, I'm so excited! I'm so pumped for college football game day to be at TCU.
We didn't get it in our 4 years while we were there. I mean, which was rough. It kind of sucked, to be honest. We thought we were going to get it a couple times, and they fucked us over. You know, classic ESPN bitches, Herbie and the boys on college game day.
Oh yeah, classic. Oh, they're a small market school not giving a game day. Well, look at us now. Look at us now.
All right. Well, I mean, what are you most excited for?
I'm most excited for seeing Corso back in the frog head. I can't wait to see him don that, because if you pick against TCU in this game, you're just a moron.
There we go. I love it.
What are you most excited for on this glorious Saturday?
I think I'm most excited for the attempt of getting a sign up that has something about herd streak sucking and the Beer Bottle QBs podcast being a better alternative. We're still working through the language, but I think we're going to try to make that happen right there on your television sets.
Yeah, be looking for that. We're gonna attempt to get it there.
If not, you should tweet at College Game Day. Can we get the Beer Bottle QBs on instead of Herb Street?
We should be guest pickers. Well. We should be the guest pickers.
Exactly. We should be. I bet it's going to be LT, though. That's actually a good one. Who do you think it's going to be? I bet it's LT.
You think LT?
Yeah, I bet it's LT.
I think they might fly in Dalton.
You think so?
I think they might. Because they do that huge sponsorship where they fly in those people. Fly in the guest pickers on that. I think they may fly in Dalton for the afternoon.
Yeah, but he has a game the next day, doesn't he?
True. I don't know. That may be dumb, but I think it'd be cool if they flew in Dalton.
Oh, I agree. It would be cool. We'll see if it happens.
But I doubt it. I think it's probably LT.
All right, now let's roll to our final segment. This one might be a little confusing for you guys. Slide into our DMs.
Sliding into the DMs is basically... You know, we want you guys to follow us on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat and really get involved. So what we're going to do is we want you to either slide into our Twitter or Instagram DMs and DM us your best segment idea. And I think we're going to pick the winner and do it on an actual show. So we're going to get some listener participation. So, you know, we can just show out for our fans and show them that we're actually listening to them.
Absolutely, yeah. We're always looking for new segments. We always want to know what y'all want to hear us talk about. So, yeah, slide into those DMs and tell us what you want to hear us talk about.
Yeah, we're for the people, by the people, baby.
For the people, by the people. All right, well, I think that's a wrap. We'll be back with another episode, hopefully releasing Monday night. So have a great weekend, everybody.
All right, yes. Have a great weekend. Follow us at Beer Bottle QBs on Twitter.
And at the Beer Bottle QBs on Instagram. Snapchat to come later. We'll put that out on the Twitter and the Instagram as soon as we get it created.
Yeah. Listen and follow us on all the things so we can keep making these episodes. All right. Have a great weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Take care.
Have some beers for us.